fly. I know, 'cause I've been there. God will stand by your side. Your wings aren't broken. You're learning to fly. Your wings aren't broken. You're learning to fly.
Hope y'all are having a great Arizona Saturday morning. We've had a great show so far with Rockin' Reggie Vision. We've got a special guest joining us on the line now as well. You know, if you've listened to this program before, this is the home of the Arizona Staycation. The only place you can enter to win is RosieOnTheHouse.com. We pick a winner monthly. You get to go to Sanderson Ford, pick out your vehicle from the demo lot. It's yours for the weekend to go on your Arizona Staycation. We put you up. We used to do it where we would set... let us know where you want to go and we'll make arrangements. But, you know, people wouldn't get back to us. They'd change their mind and then they'd finally say, here's where I want to go. And well, that's like 3 days from now and all the hotels are booked. So we planned it out with our calendar. So we've got each month a predetermined destination and that lets us plan and enhance the experience you'll get there, find the best rooms available, the best places to eat, the best entertainment. And when we send you away, there's always a gift basket on the seat of your Sanderson Ford as you go. And one of those contributors is Sibley's West. It's awarded Phoenix Magazine's Best Local Only Shop. And we've got John Wolf of Sibley West joining us online because they've got a little lanyard for our Arizona listeners here in this holiday season. John, thank you for joining us and being a staycation partner.
Oh, we're very happy to be here and be a part of the show.
What? Tell me about Sibley's West. Where did Sibley come from?
Well, Sibley's West dates back to Rochester, New York in 1868. My great-grandfather was a gentleman named Rufus Sibley, and he and two other men started a dry goods store that grew and grew and became a department store that was around for about 100 years. And so when Michelle and I opened a gift shop in downtown Chandler 8 years ago, she suggested we bring back the family name. So that's why we're Sibley's West.
You know, John, last year I came down and did all my Christmas shopping right there in your shop.
We remember.
Oh, I remember. It's this, the artwork. There's local stories and books, the stories the Canyon keeps by Megan Gibson y'all have there. The selection of kids' books is amazing. The collection, there's even clothing. So I just want to encourage people to come down and shop at your wonderful store.
Well, thank you. The recognition from Phoenix Magazine was great, but really it's a reflection on the 230 different Arizona artists and businesses that produce so many unique gift items for our guests. And, great brands like Soretta's and Armadillo Waxworks and State 48 and Diana Medeiros from Tucson. It's really about, producing unique Arizona products.
One of my favorite things I bought last year is a bracelet with tumbleweed stone. I can't even explain that to you. They have to come see it. Everybody have to come look at it. It's really cool looking.
Tumbleweed stone.
That's Doris and Walter from Bisbee, and they make jewelry out of tumbleweeds.
You would never guess. It's cool.
Yep, it's quite colorful.
I feed it to my goats.
Tumbleweed. This you would not.
I never would have thought, you could make jewelry out of that. So this tiniest tumbleweed children's book, y'all have 20 of them you'll be giving away this morning. For anybody listening, you can make your way into Sibley's West this morning. Mention you heard John on the broadcast, and he's got a little children's book for you.
Yeah, we have a really fun day planned. Rich Barra, the radio personality, has written a Christmas book, The Tale of Christmas Steve. And so he's going to be at the store from 3 until 5, signing copies and personalizing them. And then from 5 to 7, we're bringing back Dave Muncie, the former Fox 10 weatherman, his latest, easiest, fastest tree lighting ceremony, which is kind of a fun, campy holiday tradition. We're bringing that back, and so he'll be at the store from 5 to 7, and the tree lighting will be at 6, and that will also be on our Facebook Live feed at Sibley's West at Sibley's West Facebook page. And then, as you mentioned, for listeners today, we have one of our employees is Kathy Peach. But before she joined us, she was wrote a book called The Tiniest Tumbleweed. And it is a wonderful award-winning children's book. And of course, Chandler has the only tumbleweed Christmas tree in America. And so for the listeners today, the first 20 who come into the store today and mention The Tiniest Tumbleweed will give you a free copy of that. And well, it is a wonderful story.
And the address, 4 Sibley's West. And somebody texted in and wants to know, do you have Arizona-style Christmas cards?
Absolutely. We do. We've got all sorts of Christmas cards plus Christmas ornaments, including, you know, the hand-painted ones from Brenda Southwest Ornaments. And we're located right in the historic downtown square of Chandler at 72 South San Marcos Place. Hop, skip, and a jump down the street from the Crown Plaza San Marcos Resort and Santan Brewery.
We'll put both Sibley's West and Reggie Vinson up on our Facebook page so you can find out what we've been talking about this morning. You don't want to miss out.
That's John Wolf of Sibley's West, one of our staycation partners. You can enter to win at RosieOnTheHouse.com. And Rock and Reggie, again, thanks for coming in and sharing stories of your 50 years of music history with us this Saturday morning.
Still got a song in me.